Good afternoon, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking. Yep. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, like it might take an hour or so for the parents to show interest and come back. As long as he's up high enough, he's in a box or a container with potentially some holes in the bottom and some sticks and stuff so he can grip onto them, just in case it does rain. We don't want it to fill up with water. And just with some protection, like either a branch or something over the top of, so there's some protection. He's not in direct open in the environment. The parent birds should hopefully come back down, like the Wildlife Rescue Queensland would have said to you, that is the best chance for these guys to survive is to stay out in the wild. I would still just keep an eye on him. If it gets to dark and no one's come back to claim him, then potentially what you could do is take him to a local vet surgery, the emergency centres, and they can try and organise a carer. They'll get the location of where he's come from. But yeah, I definitely would still persevere for another hour or so. Yeah. That they would hear him. So you're basically making a makeshift nest for him. Like I'm assuming he's feathered and everything. Yeah, so he's probably taken his maiden flight and stuff and just ended up on the ground. So yeah, if you can get the box and just make sure, like maybe a couple of just small holes in the bottom in case it does rain, it will seep through the cardboard if it's a cardboard box. But and just put some branches and stuff so he can grip on and climb out if need be. He will call out and the parents will come down, but it also offers a bit of protection for him also. Okay. Yeah, it's hard, but yeah, that's the best thing that you can do for him. Not a problem. All the best. Thank you. Bye.